Let's Have a Drink with Blake Haas and Fiala Brothers in Uptown Normal on AM 1230 and FM 102.1 WJBC.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Welcome into a Craft Beer Thursday, but on a Wednesday here at WJBC, Fiala Brothers Brewery and Beer Hall. We're out on the patio, Ryan and Steve Fiala. Ryan, how are you today?
Living the life, Blake. Living the life.
That's good. Steve, what about you?
Looking forward to the fourth.
All right, what are you drinking today? Let's start with you.
Resinous Jellyfish is back. It's one of our West Coast style IPAs, and second time I brewed it, tweaked it a little bit, and I'm very, very happy with how it turned out.
So describe to me what exactly it is for our listeners on radio.
West Coast IPA is a nice clean bitterness, should be kind of dank and very hoppy.
Dank?
Yeah, kind of. That's a word that they like to use on the West Coast. That's why it's a West Coast style.
I haven't heard somebody say that word in a long time.
No, I mean, West Coast, where all these beers came from, Southern California. I mean, weed culture kind of worked its way into beer. And so it's a style that's kind of identified as having dank attributes.
I like it. Are you drinking the same?
Getting resinous for sure.
So, I mean, do you like it? Do you love it? Kind of.
I'm in the love category. Okay. Steve is the good kind of tweaker. Like, every time he just kind of plays with something, he has his reasons. And almost every time, it gets better. And we're glad he did.
So, looking at this process, do you. Obviously, you've tried it once, you tweaked it. Will you tweak it again? Or would you kind of like where it's at now?
Pretty happy with where this one's at. Yeah. I'm happy with the process, the ingredients. I'll take some of those notes forward to like other IPAs, but I think this one's here to stay. It's really good as is.
You and I were talking off the air about how sometimes drinks can be a little too juicy, as they say.
Well, in some people's opinion, sure. I personally have never been a fan of New England style IPA. It's just, to me, it's a little too soft and juicy, and I like a bitter, clean, kind of old school IPA.
I was having an IPA over the weekend, hanging out in the pool, and I was like, man, this is like too punch you in the face, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you can drink an IPA and it's a little smoother, and it goes down smooth, but this one was kind of like really punchy in the face.
Well, Steve can give you a whole rundown of good boat drinks, because he'll get out in Lake Shelbyville, brought us down there a few weeks ago, and you get the lighter stuff, like Founders has their all-day series. Those are great. Just anything that's under 5%, you know, you still want flavor, but you want something you can just casually sip on all day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a craft brewer, and when I'm out on the lake, I love me some Miller Extra Light, 2.8%. You know, you
drink them all day.
You could drink them all day and just be just fine, except for having to pee a lot. But, you know, you just have to make sure they're ice cold. They're good for what they
are. They're good for whatever. So is that your plans for the 4th of July, Lake Shelbyville?
Yeah, we'll be down there. Our family's going down for a couple nights and you know, get on the water a bunch. It looks like it's going to be really hot.
It's going to be hot.
And sunny, though. So if that changed, it looked like it was going to rain for a little bit.
What are you doing for the 4th?
Continuing that age-old Fiala tradition of driving too far with too many people in too old a vehicle. But my minivan Rihanna got some love this week as a result. Okay. Her brakes
oil change? Or?
I already did that not too long ago, but her brakes were scorched like an ambulance. Apparently, I'm a more aggressive driver than I thought. And she got a new muffler because she was starting to kind of fart out
growing
the exhaust a bit.
Yeah.
And you know, beyond that, she's going to get a little bottle of Lucas Tune-Up. And, yeah, just. I also replaced the cracked tail light that I broke